Welcome to the Information Product Publishers Podcast for this week. Good day, everyone. Thanks for joining us in this week's edition of Information Product Publisher Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Smith from InfoMarketerZone.com and HireTrustMarketing.com. Two hugely important topics to cover today. We're going to try and do this within 15 or 16 minutes to keep to your time spans. The first is we want to talk a little bit about the power of developing your own content, your own information products. I want to share some recent results from one of our joint ventures this month to demonstrate the incredible earning potential from developing your own ebooks, reports, courses, otherwise known as information products. And in the second topic, in the second segment, we want to cover how to find time to publish your own profitable information products. And this is going to be geared to people who are non-writers, people who are struggling to understand how they fit a couple of minutes of information product publishing into their already busy lives. We're going to hear from an up-and-coming info product publisher who is a model of a transition from a corporate professional to a self-published entrepreneur. He has some great tips on how to get your first product started and finished, even when continuing with your current job. Now, first, I have to make a bit of a caveat here. If you hear any noises in the background, that's because we're having a new office built in our home here. That's right, we need to go to at least two offices here for shooting videos, etc. in the home, and we've got a whole army of contractors in here for the next couple of weeks to be able to build that room for us. So please excuse any background noise that you hear, but that's part of recording these podcasts from our home office. So first, let me just take a quick moment to point out two very important resources designed to help you succeed quickly with your own info product publishing business, and then we'll jump right into the topics. Well, the first site I want to guide you to is Hire Trust Marketing. That's HireTrustMarketing, all one word, .com, and /articles.html. Here you'll find over 80 different articles, case studies, interviews, tip sheets, all based on our personal experience, all short and to the point with real-world experiences. And you're going to find over 80 of them, all free. Read through those, use them. They're all there for you to use. The second big resource we want to highlight is weekly blog posts over at Ultimate Product Publishers Blog. And you'll find that at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. And again, this is day-to-day, week-to-week. We log our experiences, our opinions, real case studies, again, and some tips and techniques for you to be able to generate more money with your information products. So with that, let's move on to our first topic. When you're searching for guidance and help in anything, it's important to verify that the teacher is getting results. And that's what we want to talk about in this segment is, how do you get results with your information products? This last month, with one single promotion on an ebook, an information product that I've had out there for almost 2 years now, we brought in over $2,000 in less than 48 hours. And for the rest of the month, that product went in to double that income in just that month. Now, that's only from one information product. And, you know, with some of the tips on the pages I gave you earlier in the resource sites, you can generate, you know, one of these products every month and have within, you know, 12 months, have these products earning leveraged income for you in the neighborhood of what I've been talking about here in this example. Now, what was the catalyst to be able to make this happen? Well, it's having a hot idea, being able to find a solid niche market, and there are thousands of them. Folks, don't get wrapped up or stumped on this, because there are literally thousands of niche markets. All you need to find out is what people want to buy, what people are still searching for, where the gaps are in the information. You can do that with literally a few hours research in a lot of cases. But the key is that you have your own content, that you can form partnerships with like-minded individuals who are marketing to your market on the internet. And let me tell you, folks, if these people are marketing products in your space to your market, maybe not directly competitive products, but something related, they're looking for products to sell to their list. And if you can offer them a percentage of the commissions, it's dead simple to form these kind of joint venture partnerships. And so the main points here are research your markets, find pockets of hot demand. And there are a number of ways to do that. You can zip over to the hirertrustmarketing.com/articles.html, and you'll find literally, you know, dozens of techniques for finding those hot niche markets all for free on that site. And the other main point I want to make here is research your market for potential joint venture partners before you even start development of your product. If you're considering a market and you're considering a particular idea within that market, pass that idea around some potential joint venture partners. Go do a Google search. Find out who's operating in this space. Who is building the lists? Who has an e-zine or a newsletter out there? Who has forums? Who's hosting a lot of external content, a lot of articles, where you could see your own types of articles fitting in? What you're looking for, folks, is the channel of distribution. You're looking for how can you, once you develop your product, how can you leverage that across multiple joint venture partners and websites who are already doing a lot of business and have gained a lot of trust and credibility with your specific market. Now that's incredibly powerful stuff, and not enough people, I think, look for those channels to distribution before they develop their product, and they're a little bit stuck at the end because they haven't done that research. So do it up front. Those are the people that can give you feedback on your ideas. They can give you initial reviews of your outline of your product. They can review your product for you and give you some early testimonials, and they can end up to be some of your best joint venture partners. And like I said, this is just one example of a JV. I'm forming two or three JVs a month, and I gave you the results, over $2,000 in 48 hours from a $67 product. You can do the same thing with a $27, a $47 product easily. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I mean, there's lots more of that out there. And it doesn't matter the field that you're operating in. As long as you've got a solid, hot topic and you've got at least a list of 20 potential JV partners before you go and develop your product. So give that some thought and do that research up front. So with that, let's jump into topic number two. And it's time to show you how to overcome the learning curve to get your first product launched. This is something that a lot of people struggle with is, you know, they're working 60, 40, 60, 80-hour work weeks, trying to raise a family, maybe aren't getting the support for their entrepreneurial spirit from inside the family. So how do you overcome those obstacles? Those are some of the biggest challenges I hear from people as I coach people through the process of launching their info products. Well, Here's six tips that I can help you with right now. As with anything, you've got to apply these tips. There are some sacrifices you have to make along the way, and you have to stay motivated through the entire process. But let's go through them real quick. Number one, know what you want to achieve. So understand, you know, one of the biggest time wasters with the time that you can have is bouncing back and forth through different programs, trying to understand what the best program, best business model, latest tip, technique, strategy is to be able to earn big money fast. And the bottom line is you need to know what you want to achieve. Is it a slow, steady progress? Is it a big bang for the buck? What type of business do you really want to run? And which leads us to the second point, investigate the business models. Understand what's working online. There are wholesaling business models, affiliate marketing business models, there are advertising business models, and there are my personal favorite and one that I think everyone should be at least running as a side business, if not their own business, is developing your own information products and selling those online, which can then lead into various other different business models. So understand whether you want to be able to sell your own product, sell someone else's product. Understand how those different businesses work. Third point, find someone who's getting results with the business model that you've chosen and watch what they're doing. Don't necessarily listen to what they're saying, but watch what they're doing. How are they? What's their website look like? What types of products do they have? What types of follow-up marketing programs do they have? Subscribe to everything they have. Try and understand how they're running their business. How do they continue to promote to you after the original sale or after the original subscription? Even better, if you can afford it and if you're really serious on ramping your business up fast, is join an inner circle program or a mentorship with someone you know is getting results. I did this when I was first starting out, and literally it cut years off my learning curve and prevented me from making a whole lot of different mistakes. Number four, learn what's selling. You have to understand what people want, what they're desiring. Start small. This is another major, major tip, is you don't have to start with the 200 or 300 page ebook. Start with a 20-page special report. Start with a 7-part, 8 or 10 page mini course. Start small. Test your market. See if those products move. And those can be written in a day. Very low risk. Great way to test the market. You can earn some income as you're doing it. Either through selling your special report for a minimum cost or bundling in affiliate links to your mini course or links back to a product that you may already have. And finally, take action and take staged action. So start off with a mini course, start off small, special report, mini course, basic website. Start to develop content, articles, start spreading your net out and starting to get a lot more traffic to your site. Maybe hold a teleseminar, hold your first free teleseminar, have it recorded and transcribed, and that becomes your first product. That can be done in an evening, right? So these are all tips on how you start. The biggest mistake I see people making is spending 6 to 8 months, 12 months developing an ebook without doing a lot of research up front, not starting small, not staging it, making themselves, it's a very difficult way to start. A huge learning curve for that kind of business launch. And in the end, your likelihood of success, if you're not staging it, is far, far less. So start small, start building, and within literally a few months, you can have a very good read in a market, understand exactly what they want, and develop your big back-end product, and you're off to the races. So with that, we're lucky today to be joined by rising star within the info product publishing sphere, and I happen to meet this fellow in my hometown. We went out for a coffee, and I was just blown away by the product that he's come out with. His name's Dave Gagne. Recently made the transition from a corporate financial employee at one of the biggest financial brokerages here in Canada to his own self-made entrepreneur with his own info product career. And he developed his own information product called the Master Trading Plan. What's really cool about this, about Dave's experience, is that he saw an unmet need. He took action. And he turned it into an opportunity, turned it into his own information product, never having written or developed his own product in the past. So with that, I'd like to introduce Dave here, and he's going to answer a few questions for us. Here's Dave Gagne.
Well, welcome, Dave, and it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you today.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Very well, very well. In your struggles with trying to learn, all the mechanics of running an online business and setting all of this up, at what point of the whole process did you start thinking of that? Was it right from the very beginning when you started writing your book? You also, because the reason I'm asking is there are a number of people that until they understand the steps that they're going to have to take to be able to launch their product and take payment and protect it and get it out to the public in a secure way, that stops them from making progress on the actual development of their product, because they just can't see the end, I suppose, the end point. It's almost like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. At what point did you start thinking of these things, and did you start considering all of these mechanics?
Well, it was definitely just a huge undertaking. Like I said, there's so many things involved, and the book itself that I was creating was quite large and a lot of work, not a lot of experience with doing that. The way I tend to work is I break things down into chunks, and it's sort of like, how do you eat that elephant, one bite at a time.
Right.
I break it down into different tasks, and I would work on the book. I was pretty well maybe 60 to 70% completed on the book before I started worrying about the website and other things.
Okay.
But I'd work on the book for a little while, and then I'd work on the website a little bit, and then I'd work on some other things as well, and start planning, the marketing campaigns and so forth.
Right.
Just sort of breaking it up into little pieces and making it more manageable.
Mm-hmm. Did you find any particular schedule worked for you better in doing your writing? Did you try and spend, you know, half an hour each day? Did you just do it in fits and starts? What kind of a schedule did you follow there?
Well, it was a pretty busy time, let me tell you. I was working full-time in the financial industry,
right,
as well as trying to complete these course requirements as well, so studying several hours a night as well. It was pretty much 16-hour days there for a while, so I would definitely try to break it down, and some nights, if I wasn't able to work on the website, or I would try to at least do a couple hours component on the business, whether it be working on the book one night and then working on the website the next. And then, of course, studying and, you know, all the other obligations as well.
Right.
So it was just a matter of, you know, do I really want to watch Seinfeld for the 17th time or the same episode, The Simpsons, the same episode of The Simpsons over and over again?
Right.
It was a matter of just really, you know, putting in the hard work and getting it done. And
right.
Some people thought I was crazy, but, you know, they recognize the hard work, and now it's starting to pay off.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. This is exactly right, spot-on information. This is not theoretical stuff. This is not tough stuff, folks. Find 20 to 30 minutes each day. Learn from taking action. Take small staged actions, but keep consistent. Life's like a roller coaster. Things are going to happen. You've got to stay the course. You've got to take continuous action, just as Dave mentioned, and, you know, you're going to benefit. So that's it for today, folks, for Info Product Publishing Podcast. We'll be back next week with another version. Hope you look forward to that. We'd like to see you again. My name's Jeff Smith, and I'm from InfoMarketersZone.com and HireTrustMarketing.com. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.